The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 47, The Young Church, Doctrine. The letters written to congregations and individuals by early Christian leaders guided people in the way of Christ. Paul taught that, ever since the days of Adam, humankind has been inherently sinful. God gave his chosen people, the Jews, the law as guidance for behaviour, and so that sinfulness should become apparent. But a right relationship with God depends not on trying to keep the law, but on faith in the saving death of Jesus Christ. Jesus was in the form of God, but for our sake he laid aside his divine attributes and became a humble human being. He lived a life of obedience to the divine will to the point of dying on the cross. Then he was raised and exalted, and now he reigns in heaven as Lord. Through Jesus' self-giving love, reconciliation between humankind and God has become possible. All those who have faith and been baptized have received the Holy Spirit and have entered into a new life, shared with and depending upon the life of Christ. Christians must still wrestle with their old sinful nature, but they can be confident that in the strength of the Holy Spirit they will gradually be transformed into the new people God wishes them to be. After death comes resurrection, when our human, perishable bodies will give place to bodies which are imperishable and immortal. The Holy Spirit confers gifts on individual Christians. For example, they may be able to teach, to administer, to heal, or to speak in tongues. Each gift enables its recipient to play a part in the church, which is the body of Christ, continuing his work on earth. The Spirit also bears fruit in individual lives, producing such virtues as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fidelity, gentleness, and self-control. The greatest gift is love. Love is patient and kind, envies no one, and is neither boastful nor conceited, is never rude, selfish, or quick to take offence. Love does not count up grievances or take pleasure in the failings of others. Love's joy is in the truth. There is no limit to its faith, hope, and endurance. The letter to the Hebrews explains Jesus' significance in another way, using a metaphor based on the Jewish sacrificial system. Jesus is the great high priest, entering the Holy of Holies to offer the perfect sacrifice of himself. The old sacrifices could not take away sin and needed constant repetition, but Christ's sacrifice takes away sin once and for all. This was taken from the books of Romans, Corinthians 1, Galatians, Philippians, and Hebrews.